Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, if you woke up expecting worse weather for the morning commute, we kind of dodged that. The heavy, heavy rain and high winds hit overnight. There's still a wind advisory in place, and there is a wave of moisture that's just off to the west now, so we could get a little dusting of snow. We're not anticipating high accumulations at all.
Well, with an air temperature of 41, Larry, and southwest winds at 8 miles per hour, the real feel is 36, and I guess it's just going to slowly drop today, right?
Yeah, so we're going to get this next little wave is going to hit in the next hour. There may be a slick spot or two, but I'm looking just to the west in Ohio. And this would be just to the west of Weirton and Wheeling. Temperature is now at 36. And behind that, temperatures drop significantly into the upper 20s.
And in fact, the rain is now moving into both Weirton and Wheeling.
Right. So it really shot across the state. When we got on the air this morning at 5:30, this line of snow, and it's not nearly as intense as the rain shield that moved through, was all the way over in Dayton, Ohio. And it's crossed the state here in just a few hours. So that's significant. Meanwhile, tragic story. If you're a NASCAR fan, you certainly know the name of Greg Biffle. And Greg was 55 years old and died tragically piloting an aircraft 5 days short of his 56th birthday. CBS's Michael George.
Horrific tragedy in North Carolina that has the racing world in mourning. Former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family were among 7 people killed when their private plane crashed shortly after takeoff yesterday. The NTSB is on the scene to investigate what went wrong. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Statesville.
Surveillance video captured the fiery crash as a business jet burst into flames while attempting to land at Statesville Regional Airport, about 45 miles north of Charlotte. The crash happened across from Brevin Renwick's home.
Very heart-wrenching to view, given that, you know, lives were lost in that. So it's pretty hard.
The Cessna C-550 took off from Statesville at 10:06 a.m., headed for Sarasota, Florida. 4 minutes into the flight, the jet turned back toward the airport and appeared it was attempting to land when it crashed through the woods, ran through a fence, onto the tarmac. It was in the air for only 8 minutes. North Carolina State Patrol Officer Chris Knox.
We have confirmed that 7 occupants of this aircraft are deceased.
Killed in the plane crash were NASCAR star Greg Biffle, his wife Christina, and his 2 children, Emma, 14 years old, and 5-year-old Ryder.
Unimaginable for the families. I can't put myself in their shoes and come up with any words that describe the families that we've been in contact with today.
Biffle competed full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series from 2003 to 2016, driving primarily for Roush Fenway Racing and winning 19 races. In 2023, he was named one of NASCAR's 75 greatest drivers. Off the racetrack, Biffle was an experienced pilot who flew Fortune 500 companies and several NASCAR teams. Last year, after Hurricane Helene devastated parts of North Carolina, he flew relief missions to help survivors.
I just felt like if I don't go, who's going to?
The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating the crash.
Dennis Dutton, Jack Dutton, and Craig Wadsworth were also killed. NASCAR called the loss tragic, and in a joint statement from all three families, they said they were devastated and heartbroken beyond words. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Statesville, North Carolina.
And one other note to pass along on this, Larry, former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt, he's a CBS News transportation safety expert, had this to say about what happened to that plane.
Altitude data quit transmitting from the airplane and remained off up until just a few seconds before takeoff. That's telling me that there must have been some sort of an electrical problem with this airplane that caused this pilot to decide to come back to Statesville and land.
And Biffle's wife apparently was able to get a very short text to her mother simply saying, "We're in trouble." And that was the last of the communication.
They made it as very close to the airport. Very close indeed.
Yeah,
with whatever was going on, they managed to get that close.
If you see the video, it's within sight of the airport.
Yeah.
Just off the airport property in the woods that are adjacent to that. So. NASCAR fans certainly know Greg Biffle.
The stories that have been told about his efforts to help people stranded after the flooding in the Carolinas, especially in that area in western, I believe it's western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, that high mountainous area. He was flying a helicopter in and dropping supplies to people for days.
Settle down.
Hold on, Bartley. What's trending with B.
I'm trying to tell you. Relax.
I'm trending today.
Every time you're off, he just takes over. I'm like, relax. It is not.
Did you hear about
your
the Christmas
show.
Party, Larry?
We're not going
she
there.
She was walking around. She wasn't talking to nobody. Oh, she thought she was more important than everyone. She thought she owned. Place.
Wow.
Okay. Mrs. Rivers.
Welcome to Rivers Casino.
Oh, well, there you go.
So we have Tamara Rush in studio, and as a bonus, a Christmas bonus.
That's not a bonus.
Michael Bartley.
See? Christmas party all over again.
Marty 10 to 2. But
yeah,
since,
I'm in for Marty.
Since T told me about the trending subject, I thought you could weigh in.
Look at how cute. Listen, I have a Fred Rogers.
It's National Ugly Sweater Day.
Oh, no,
today.
It's just regular sweater day.
It's ugly.
Ugly Christmas sweater?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I've seen some around here. Huh?
Who started this whole thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, when we were younger, we didn't have I don't know if it's like, it's a thing though.
It's a thing. I mean, people have parties, ugly sweater parties. People come out.
I don't know.
Aaron, let's
decorate
ask
your
our
own sweater.
Young producer, Aaron Ferragoni, if she participated in any ugly sweater contest.
I've definitely participated before, but I do find it difficult to wear a hideous, like, it never ends up being that hideous.
If that makes sense. I don't want to go into Giant Eagle to get a gallon of milk and look like it. You know what I mean?
But the ugly is cute is what you're saying.
I don't want to run in, you know.
The ugly is cute. I don't think I have a super ugly one.
Pat has a sweater on. I'm not going to say if it's ugly or not.
No,
but
Pat
Septak?
Wow. No, he wears a different one every day.
Isn't it a
sweater? That's a hockey shirt.
Pat, stand up.
Oh, it's a hockey shirt.
No, but he had sweaters on the last couple days.
He wears sweaters a lot.
Yeah, and that one he had with the candy cane. Oh, that wasn't Pat. Don't go into Giant Eagle and get a gallon of milk with that on. You know what I mean? Don't run in. Don't run into Kogo's and get gas.
Are
you know,
ripping on his sweater. How about you purchasing him
here,
a
let
new
me
sweater?
See.
All right.
How about doing that?
I've seen some other ones around here too. Don't worry.
I'm going to ask right here live on the air. I'm going to ask Gemini, one of those artificial intelligence apps here that comes with Google. What do you guys use? Do you use artificial intelligence? Either of you?
Yeah, I do.
I do sometimes.
I think we use it when we don't even know we're using it.
Right. What's,
it's the kind of new way to search for a lot of people instead of using Google or a search engine.
Come on, here
it
Larry. Is.
I found
what
it.
What do they say?
Okay, here we go. You ready? It says, ask Gemini.
I can't.
Gemini, who started the ugly sweater tradition for Christmas?
It was started by Pat
Gemini
Septak.
Was developed by Google, specifically through a historic collaboration between two of its
That's you.
Not it.
I don't want to hear about you.
See, this is the prime example of why it doesn't work.
All right, hold on. Let me try it again.
Doesn't work. We don't want Gemini.
Who at... Wait, you messed me up. Come on.
All right,
one more time.
Stifle yourself.
This is it. Uh-oh. Who started the ugly
look who just walked in
the
here
boss,
thinking
the PJ Comanche.
Now, he's allowed to walk around the Christmas party and not talk to nobody.
I want to go back to this ugly sweater.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
I wanted to go back to what Pat Septak has on.
Yeah.
Hockey shirts are not jerseys. They're not shirts. They are sweaters.
Thank you.
No, they're not. That's a jersey.
You.
That is
Thank
a,
you.
That is a sweater.
That's
stand up again.
Hockey jerseys are called sweaters.
Pat, get
that's
in here.
Ugly,
this is making
sweater.
Me.
There
I'm
you
very
go.
Unhappy.
Pat, come on in here.
Thank you.
Pat, get in here. Tamara thought that was a Halloween
always...
shirt. Tamara thought that was a Halloween shirt.
That is
a sweater.
Right. That's a sweater. Yeah. Thank you, PJ.
Any moment, Pat. Come on.
Pat.
These guys who are.
Why'd it take you 6 hours to get in here?
Go over there.
Oh, that that is.
Look.
It's a sweater. It's
look,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's
Steve
a hockey
Michael
sweater.
Bartley, so somebody can see you. Sit down. Look at that.
That's a very nice sweater.
That's very nice. Yeah.
See?
That's trending.
Tamara, you should
that
be ashamed
trending.
Of yourself.
But listen, you guys are slave to fashion. You guys have no idea. That's why
I look adorable today. Look at how nice I look with this green sweater on.
You look like
PJ walked in with a golf shirt on thinking it's the 4th of July.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's a week before Christmas.
Listen,
what are you guys talking about?
I can't wear sweaters. I get very
Pat,
hot.
You're excused.
From knowing PJ for so long, he burns hot.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he never storms in here. See, he heard me.
He knew.
Michael's insulting Tamara. Let's go save her again, like
that
at the Christmas party.
You're
Michael,
such
up
a hater.
Me to Tamara. Yeah,
you're
she was.
So hot.
You see her
hater.
Dancing,
you're
thinking she was something, and then I went up and danced, and then she didn't talk to me the rest
you're
of the night.
You're still talking about that party.
He
yeah,
still
because
is.
I was dancing
go,
better
man.
Than Tamara. Aaron knows it.
You cannot dance.
The whole company. I was like this. Boom, boom, boom.
You do the
two
step.
He had a little swing to his
you not
step.
Get Ballerano
he, just,
out
he does
there.
A two
and I
step.
I had no ugly sweater on.
You had no David Ballerano out there dancing with you.
No, because I said, Dave, you going to dance? And he goes, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. What'd you say, Dave? I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Dave, did you say hi to all your colleagues here at KDK?
Did you hear what
yeah,
I
like everywhere.
Did you hear what
wait.
I said?
Wait a minute. What? Listen, we had made plans, David. We were going to do a duet.
Oh
yeah.
We were going to do a duet at the karaoke Christmas karaoke at
Mike's Beer Bar Wednesday night.
So I wanted to do Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. And we wanted to flip it.
Yeah.
Where Tamira was the lead and David was the backup.
Oh, and what happened?
Right? It would have been great.
Oh.
He says,
how did he do?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
They won one song.
We could do Silver Bells. Like, do I look like a Silver Bell type of woman?
Oh, I love Bolerado. Oh, man. He yells at me. Oh, I love him.
Do they have any angry Christmas songs?
Wait, what? Yeah. Did they have any, never mind, like, anxiety?
Did you hear what I tried to do to David? So we have all these beautiful poinsettias.
Yeah.
But there was one that was tragically short of water. It was shrinking and I think I saw that one, shriveled up.
Yeah.
I kept putting it in front of his desk.
You're kidding.
Then I told Paul, I said, I feel bad. I keep doing this to David.
Yeah.
And he goes, David hasn't been here this week. So the cleaning people must have overnight saw it there and they keep moving it back.
Oh, really? No. Here's what's going on with those poinsettias. What's going on?
Look, listen. Wait. Listen to the boss. Poinsettia.
Whatever they're called. Listen to me. I think that's what it's called. Okay. Some of them are wilting, right?
Yeah.
And stress does not really help them because, you know, you stress plants, you got to talk to them nicely. So what Amy Mock is doing is she has been taking them back to her office and refurbishing them.
Excuse me, they are gorgeous poinsettias.
Yeah, but
big
she's bringing
and
them back to life.
And on the third day, they were all dying around here. What is wrong?
I'm just saying the newsroom can be kind of stressful.
I know.
That's the worst place.
Why is Bolerado off this week? When are we going to see him again?
Before Christmas comes,
I want to wish him a Merry Christmas. I just want to hear one more time.
Wait.
Bartley, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Michael, if you were a flower, would you want to be placed in a newsroom?
Oh, can you imagine?
Hell no.
No, in this studio, the ones in here were dead too. I was afraid they'd walk in and out. I wasn't walking in and out. They were dead and gone.
My goodness.
I guess that's what's trending with T. Thank you, PJ, who's about to celebrate a big birthday next week.
I know. Oh, yeah, yes.
The big one. All right, and we'll talk to Michael a little later. He's going to be in for Marty Griffin. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Island of Misfit Toys. Welcome to the weekend. Big change, too. Yesterday, it turned out so nice in the afternoon with sunshine and temperatures in the upper 50s, flirting with 60 degrees. And by the end of tonight, overnight, we're going to be at 19. We had a lot of rain and high wind, a wind advisory still in effect from the National Weather Service. And you can always go to kdkradio.com. For instance, East Allegheny started what they call a flexible schedule due to a power outage, some power outages due to what's going on with the high winds. Bellevue, one of the great neighborhoods in the region, right along Route 65 between the city, just outside the city, headed towards the airport. And it's been a decade. That was a dry town forever since Prohibition. And they repealed that. And that little part of our world is really blossoming. And joining us is Mark, how do I pronounce your name? Hebling, right?
Hebling, close enough.
Hebling. No, I want to make sure I get it right, Mark.
Well, thank you.
So, Mark, how long have you been in Bellevue?
Well, I was born and raised here. So, a lot of years, 60 plus.
So you've been through this process, and for many years, while Bellevue was still a nice town, they just didn't serve alcohol. And since it's been a decade, talk about the place you have and how it's changed the framework of what the community has done.
Oh, yeah. I think Bellevue is definitely, what you said, a great town. And it always was. But, you know, years ago when I was a kid, it was pretty vibrant. And, you know, the main street had a lot of, you know, even outdoor hucksters, fruit markets, and all that stuff. It was very active. And then, of course, the malls came along and all that stuff. So that slowed down. But now, fast forward to like being an older adult now, semi-older, it just got sleepy. There was nothing to do in the evening. You know, stores were closed except for drugstores and grocery stores, things like that. So, you know, we got together and started thinking there has to be something that we're missing. And that was it. You know, the fact that alcohol allows you to get together, you know, have meeting places, gathering, all those different things. And it was the piece that we think really started things rolling again here in Bellevue. You know, so once we got that, you know, again, it attracts more businesses because you have more attention, more foot traffic, more people coming into town for the restaurants that might not have been here. We had great restaurants to begin with. But now we have ones that serve, you know, alcohol, and that's what a lot of people want. And it just really, really was an impetus for, like, making things start to change on the up, going upward. So, and there's a lot of other features of Bellevue, which I can get into when you're ready. But, so that's it. Now, our, should I stop there? Or you want to?
No, I want to hear about your place and what you're doing. And I know this anniversary just occurred earlier this week, or on the 11th. So, I mean, officially. Mm-hmm. So if I'm coming to Bellevue and I'm coming to see you, what am I doing?
Okay. So I'd say we're a pretty cool place. We have, we're known as Grill 565 and 565 Live Speakeasy and Stage. We're all the same business. We just have two venues in one building, you know. So what we have to offer here is great food, fun, and music, and, you know, various entertainment. Sometimes we have comedy. And we have a main floor that is the restaurant and dining room. My two partners up there are Mike Welsh and Gary Serlingjohn. They're great. They have delicious food, so I hope people come and try it. But and then a small bar up there. Downstairs is what we call the Speakeasy and Stage. That's 565 Live, named after the music being live. And so down here, it's sort of that speakeasy feel, maybe like a New York vibe back in the basement, those music venues that they had or still have. And then we also have an outdoor area, of course, for the summer. A nice outdoor bar and a big area to sit and relax. And then we play have live music out there. So you get like a lot of things, and it's the vibe here that's really cool. And it's a community vibe, a music vibe. And you can come here and just feel right at home. You know, sometimes you'll go to a bar or somewhere, walk in, you'll feel a little awkward at first. You'll never feel that way here. It's very welcoming and just open. And we have a good time. And we feature the live music. We've had a lot of different amazing musicians. And we just keep going with that. So, and it's not so loud when you're down here that you can't communicate, you know. So, again, we do all genres, most of all genres of music. And I'd like to say it's pretty happening. So, and then we have other places in Bellevue as well. But our place, that's what we have to offer. You'd have a lot of fun here.
Well, congratulations on your anniversary. Yeah. And it's party night and party weekend in Bellevue on Lincoln Avenue. Grills 565, Mark Helbling. Thanks for the time, Mark, and continued success. Bellevue is really cool little town.
Thank you. We think so, too.
All right.
I love it here. So appreciate thank you, Larry. I appreciate you having me on very much.
You got it. Have a great weekend. That is Mark Helbling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.